Good morning. So we were talking yesterday in the past few days about the idea of Shavuos, and specifically the idea of Tikkun Lel Shavuos that we say on Shavuos night. And we really explained based on the Arizal and the Zera Kaddish that they say that the reason why many of the Minig, this is what the Arizal brings down as the Minig to do on Shavuos, is to say this idea of Tikkun Lel Shavuos, is that a person is being misakin the idea of the Shechina, creating these Chaftalet Kishutin, these Chaftalet ornaments for the Shechina. We said whether or not a person has the minhag to say Tikkun Lel Shavuos, whether the person learns on Shavuos, it's more important for us to be able to understand the makar of the minhagim and what the minhagim are. This is originally, the idea of staying up all night originally comes from the Zera Kaddish and the Arizal. This is the way the minhag originally was. And even if that's not our minhag, it's important for us to understand what does it mean to be misakin the Shechina. So we explained yesterday that first, in order to figure out what it means to be misakin, and misakin we said doesn't mean to fix, it means to prepare. But in order to understand what it means to be misakin the Shechina, we first need to figure out what the word Shechina means. Right, we say that we use the word a lot. What does it mean, kutshabrichu? What does shchinte mean? So we explained yesterday that shchina means shaychin. Shchina means the way that Rabbanu Shalom dwells. Avada, the Rabbanu Shalom is ain't safe, the Rabbanu Shalom is infinite. Shchina means the way that Rabbanu Shalom kaviyachal expresses himself and dwells in this world. And what the Rabbanu Shalom did was a peldik achidish. The Rabbanu Shalom did a tremendous chesed to the world. And the Rabbanu Shalom created a space in which he's not visible 100%, because if he would be visible 100%, the whole world would be batal. It would be impossible to have a creation of the world. It would be impossible for us to have free will. It would be impossible for us to exist if the Rabbanu Shalom's Ara, the Ara Ein Sof, is 100% visible and clear in this world. Therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom had to create this thing called a tzimtzum. He had to create this thing called a hastara. He had to create this layer, this lavush, which is called teva, which is nature, where the Rabbanu Shalom hides himself within the world of nature. But the goal of Klal Yisrael, and the goal really of the whole world, is to be Megala, the Ar, the Megala, the Shechina, which dwells within the world. And that's what it means, that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be the Ar La'amim. We're supposed to reveal the Ar of the Rabbanu Shalom within everything, to recognize that everything in existence, but the very fact that it's existing, is screaming out, Ein Ad Malvadei, because it would be impossible for anything, not just any person, but for anything in the world to exist, if the Rabbanu Shalom was not willing into an existence at every second. This table, as we said yesterday, it wouldn't crumble if Hashem stopped thinking about it. It wouldn't be here b'chol. Everything could only exist because in every single second, the Rabbanu Shalom is being mechadish betuva b'chol yom tamid. Hashem is giving it life and willing it into existence. And as soon as Hashem would stop, chalila, he would stop thinking about the world would cease to exist. And therefore the whole world has the Shechina, has the Rabbanu Shalom dwelling inside of it, has the Ar of the Rabbanu Shalom dwelling inside of it. And the goal is, the yachid kutshe b'richu, to connect the world of the Ein Sof, the world of Kodesh Brichu, the way the Rabbanu Shalom is revealed, to the world of the Shechina, to be able to reveal the Rabbanu Shalom within this world. And that's really what we were talking about yesterday, this idea of Shechina, what the Avodah of Klal Yisrael is in the world. And now we have to talk a little bit about how that obviously connects to the idea of Shavuos. And hopefully we'll see, I don't know, today, maybe on Sunday, we'll see about the idea actually of the Tikkun Lel Shavuos, which are called Kishute Kala, these ornaments that are made for the Kala. The Shechina is called the Kala. We'll talk about that hopefully if we have time on Sundays. He says like this, V'hine koydem ha-Pesach ha-yinu b'Mitzrayim. Before Pesach, before the Geula which took place on Pesach, we're all in Mitzrayim. Da'ayinu kol echad ve'echad ha-yinu b'Mitzrayim ha-prat yishaloi. Every single person, right? This is Chayev kol adam liris esatz mekilu hu yatsim b'Mitzrayim. Doesn't just mean that we were in physical slavery. The physical slavery wasn't the worst part of Mitzrayim. It was the spiritual shiva that we were in that was really the worst. And every yid in his matziv is stuck in a matziv which is called Mitzrayim. It's the Meitzar. It's the constriction. It's the world of Paray. What's the world of Paray? V'talafima dragasai. The world of Paray is that Paray makes a mistake. And Paray says, kilu yesh teva. There's teva. There's a world. Paray says, I don't need rain. I don't need the Rabbanu Shalom. I have a Nile. The Nile irrigates all my fields. Paray says, I don't need anything. I'm 100% fine without the Rabbanu Shalom. Paray says to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's this Hashem that you talk of? I don't know who he is. I don't need him. Everything's good. I'm 100% fine without the Rabbanu Shalom. Every person, before he goes through his own personal geula, his own personal Mitzrayim, is stuck in that world which is called Mitzrayim, where a person thinks to himself, kefi madrigasai, that this teva, that things work because the world exists today, because it was here yesterday. I make money because I work. There's certain teva, this is the way things should do. I get married, I should have babies, everything, this teva, this is the way nature works. And that's that whole world of thinking that the Tava is in the world of Mitzrayim, it's the world of Paray, it's the world of that Meitzar, the constriction where a person gets caught up in the Levush, a person gets caught up in the way Hashem hides himself, and instead of looking past, you know, playing that game like we were talking yesterday of hide and seek with Hashem, trying to find Hashem within the Levush, a person says, oh, the Levush, Teva is what's the reality, and there's nothing more than the world of Teva. That's what the world of Mitzrayim is. And a person thinks, Ukiliyesh Kayach La Adam Lasas Mashu, and as if a person has the ability to do something in this world. We have the capability, we have Kayach in our own to do something. The world, taiva, teva of olam hazeh, that's good. And a person falls into the trap of thinking that I have chashivas, I have something on my own, I am my own entity. And I'm not 100% batal and reliant on Hashem, I have my own entity. Ubepesach, what happens on Pesach? We don't just leave the physical space called Mitzrayim, but Yatzim Mitzrayim, Ubenisei Yitzias Mitzrayim, and through the Nisim of Mitzrayim, it was Niskalat, there's no such thing as Teva. Right? Animals are supposed to stay in their natural habitat. They're not supposed to walk into people's homes. Frogs are supposed to stay in the water. Water is supposed to be white. It's not supposed to be red. Fire and water are not supposed to be able to come down together in one shot. It's either fire or water. They extinguish each other. Suddenly the whole world, by the makas, the world of Teva was flipped on its head. That's why Chazal tell us that there's 10 makas, and there were 10 mamarim with which the Rabban Shalom created the world. And each one of the makas represent another one of those 10 mamarim that the Rabban Shalom said and gave to the world. Shkach, the Rabban Shalom gave to the world being flipped totally on its head. So Hashem created the world with 10 mamarim, 10 nisim, which came along by makas, said there's no such thing as Teva. All of Teva is just a trick. It's a joke. It's there in order to hide the Rabban Shalom and don't get caught up in it. So Pesach Mitzrayim says there's Teva. Yitzias Mitzrayim says there's no Teva. It's all the Rabban Shalom. It's absolutely nothing other than the Rabban Shalom. But Aziz Gala, Emes, the reality was revealed. Shashem is baruch yochid ba'ilame b'hua kol. There is nothing else. Ein ad mavada. There's absolutely nothing else in the world other than the Rabban Shalom. Ukfar sheva shavuos. And then what happens after Pesach? So we went through that process. We chapped that there's nothing else other than Hashem. Then we work for 7 weeks. Latar me'ashek shal yetzahara. Then we need to work. Then it's not, okay, that's, we have this flash, right? A person's chalila caught, you know, lost in a forest. And sometimes there's a flash of lightning and a person's able to see, okay, where's the path for me to get out? Right, the flash of lightning is the greatest bracha he's able to see. It flashes, but it flashes for a second. And the flash of lightning which took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim was a flash of lightning, whereas Einoid Mavade, which shook the whole world, was shaken and everybody saw Einoid Mavade, right? Up until Amalek came along and tried to cool down the waters, the whole world believed and saw Einoid Mavade. There's nothing else in the world. There's no Teva, there's no nature. Right, everybody was sitting with their cups of water, and like Chazal tell us, their water went through a Kriyas Yamsef all over the world. The whole world knew about what happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was clear to everybody, Einod Mavade. Okay, so we got that flash of lightning. Now the Avoida during the 7 weeks of Sfira is to work on, okay, now getting the path out of that world called Mitzrayim. We now see how to get out, and we see the reality, we see the MS. Now we're working during the seven weeks, and we have been working on getting out of the path, getting out of that sheker of the Yetzirah. L'hachnes oid v'oid la'emes elikos, working more and more on the belief and the reality of Einod Mavadu. U'bezeh onu metarim es ha'shchina ha'kdoisha, u'megalam shia emes, u'shekol habri hiraki l'ar Hashem Yisbarach. That's what happens. That's what it means. We're metarim the shchina. What are we doing? We're being mesakan the shchina, right? We say, we start off with Shem Yichad Kud Shebrichu Shchinte. What are we doing when we're saying Sefiris Ha'imer? And it's really like this with every mitzvah, but perhaps more so with Sefiris Ha'imer because it's the post-Mitzrayim work that we're doing. It's the Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's what comes after Yitzias Mitzrayim. What we're doing is we're revealing and purifying and connecting with the world of MS of the Einoid Mavadeh, that world that there's nothing else other than Rabban Hashem. And in that way, we're fixing the Shechina. We're preparing the Shechina. We're being metahar the Shechina. Why? Because, again, the Shechina is the Rabban Hashem's presence hidden in this world. By working on the MS, by believing in the MS, by solidifying it in our minds and connecting to it and living our lives based on that truth, what we're doing is we're allowing the Shechina to be more and more revealed in this world. That world of Kud Shebrichu Shchinte becomes closer and closer together. Hashem's not hidden under 500 layers. Now slowly we start peeling back the layers and start revealing that underneath all the masks of Teva is Einod Mavadi. Ubulayla Hazeh, and then we get all the way to Shavuos. And then Nishlama Indian. So Pesach was the flash of lightning. The 7 weeks, we're working on getting out of the forest of the Sheker of the Yetzirah, which says there's a Teva. Then Shavuos comes, and Shavuos is the greatest gilui of the Rabban Hashem in the world. Vashchina misgales, miskateshes, tahainusha emes elekis, haylechas umisgalim abriya kulam. And suddenly Matan Torah comes, and Matan Torah reveals that it's not just a flash of lightning. Hashem says it's here. Like Chazal said, call God of Ali Yosef, that the call of Anoichi Avai Lekech and Liyelecha Lehim Acherim that Hashem said by Matan Torah never ever stops. Hashem revealed a reality by Matan Torah that stays with us in existence for the past 3,333 years. It's been in existence, this call called Anoichi Avai Lekecha Liyelecha Lehim Acherim. Hashem revealed something with the giving of the Torah that wasn't a one-time thing. It's something which changed the reality of creation, the Dere Deiris. But Oz Bebaikar, Hashem Yisbarach Nasa Nasa Torah, Hashem gives us a Torah. Ba'azu Megala Sa Emes HaZeis Bebehiris Gemura. And then it's revealed in the clearest way possible. Acha Kol Abriya Kula Sheketes, What happens? Chazal tells us, Ma'an Torah, the whole world was quiet. The animals didn't make noise. The whole world was quiet. Why? Because everybody was listening to hear that voice of Anoichi Havaya Lekecha, the Yilacha Alehim Acheru. Ukumesha Amrit Fila, Gam Kala Oilam Kulay Chalmi Panecha, this Galas Malkenu Al Harsini. The whole world shook. When the whole world, it was revealed to the whole world, it wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't Hashem turned over nature. Hashem changed. There was a new reality which took place. I was talking with Chaim before, how the Medrash says that before Ma'an Torah, there was a gzeira, that Al Yoinim can't come down to Tachtoinim, Tachtoinim can't go up to Al Yoinim. There was a separation. Shemayim and Aretz were two independent creations. So by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a moment where Hashem came down and Hashem revealed and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and Nivalei Acher. But then by Yitzias, by Ma'an Torah, that Gezerah, that separation between Shemayim and Eretz was batal, and there was able to be a chibur, there's able to be a connection between that world of Kodesh Brich Hu Shechintei, of Shemayim and Eretz, those worlds came together. The reality of Ein Od Mavadi overpowered the false reality of this Teva in the world. Now that we worked on getting through that work, it's not just that the Rebbeinu Shem, you know, revealed it with a flash of lightning, but we worked the past 7 weeks of revealing it. Hashem gives us a Torah. Now we're a proper vessel. To be masig with a clear hasaga. The pnimiyas aleivas emes shekol zarak Hashem is baruch. There's only Hashem in the world. Ulahav and shekol abriya chaya kayemes rak meor Hashem is baruch. Hashem is galam ba'olam hashchina kadosh. The whole world exists only because the Rebbe Hashem wills into existence. Meskayim apasuk ata hareisa ladas. This is what the pasuk is talking about. Matan Torah ata hareisa ladas. We saw clearly ki avaya hu alekim ein oid mavade shezeu atzmei seid matan Torah. That's what matan Torah is. It's not just that we received what to do every day, how to put on tefillin, how to shake luv and eser. We received ata hareisa ladas ki havaya. Havaya is yudke vavke hu alikim alikim is teva. That havaya alikim is the same thing. Ein oid mavade. So atzmei seid matan teri. She or alikish and nimshach el anivra kadei she yachal ahasag es haemet. We could be masig the emes that ein oid mavade. And that's what took place be emes by matan teri. This world of ein oid mavade, that it's only the Rabbanu Shlalom. That's why the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us. The Gemara tells us already that there's an inyan that by Klal Yisrael is able to be Rayim Es HaNishma, right? Rayim Es HaNishma. They're able to see that which is normally heard, right? The Rebbeinu Shem said, Anoichi Havai Lekecha. Normally you can only hear that which is said. They're able to see Anoichi Havai Lekecha. And there's, you know, many, many different explanations of what that means. Pasha obviously was a Nes. Rayim Es HaNishma, Nishma Es HaRaya, what it means. The Sfasema says, what does it mean that they're able to be Raya Es HaNishma? Able to see that which is heard. So Sfasema says an unbelievable thing. He says this is a halacha, that if a person's blind and a person gets married, right? So the Gemara wants to know, how is a person who's blind, who's married, allowed to sleep with his wife? How does he know it's really his wife? Maybe it's somebody else's wife, right? Maybe it's a random lady. Normally, you're able to see the wife and know that it's your wife. How does a blind person ever able to have tashmish with his wife, to have relations with his wife? How does he know that it's really his wife? Zuck the Gemara, very simple. He recognizes her voice, right? He got married to her at a Rav Kodesh Shli. He spoke to her before they got married. He recognized her voice. Because he's able to recognize her voice, he's able to be married to her. He's able to sleep with her always because he's able to be makar her kol. Zaktis vas emes, what do you see? You see that hearing somebody's voice is just as good as seeing the person, right? It can take the place of seeing the person. Zaktis vas emes, what took place by Har Sinai was that we start to hear the Rabbeinu Shalom's voice in every part of creation. And when we hear the Rabbeinu Shalom's voice and we recognize Hashem's voice, and we hear this voice like we were talking about yesterday of Ein Od Mavadei, that all of creation, every leaf, every car, every table, every chair is screaming out Ein Od Mavadei, that we're able to see the Rabbeinu Shem and everything. We hear that voice and we may be blind to be able to see it in a physical way because there's a covering of Teva, there's a Levush of Teva like we spoke about yesterday. There's a world of Elohim, which Hashem hides himself in, but we're not fooled by it anymore. Once Matan Torah took place, then we may be blind to be able to see it with our physical eyes, but we hear it. We're able to recognize Hashem's voice. We hear that in all of creation. We walk around the world with our eyes wide open. We see everything. Everything is screaming out. He says, "Zehu klolius avoda shetzarich lechavan bay ulasik bay ulahargish oisem b'mashach lel hakadosh hazeh." What are we working on Shavuos night? You need to feel this. Work on this. Be excited for this. What limchak oyd va'oydes ataivas gaiva v'chiz b'teva. We're working on Shavuos night is getting rid of the world of teva, getting totally rid of the world. Shekal elam astir v'sashkina. We're learning. What's the point of learning? To reveal the Rabbanu Shalom in the world. We're involved in Tikkun El Shavuos. What's the point? To be Magala the Rabbanu Shalom in the world, to be miskasha dekala, which we'll talk about. Shekol elu mastir mesashchina. Teva is hiding the world. Shavuos night, we're working, we're preparing for Matan Torah. What is Matan Torah? Ein oid mavadei. After reis l'adaske, vayol lekim, ein oid mavadei. L'hashamas atahar v'nikoyim, v'amuna abihira, shakol rak Hashem yizbarach oiseh, shezeh tekin v'kisha d'shchina. That's how we're misakin the Shechina. We're misakin the Shechina. How do you fix the Shechina? How do you prepare the Shechina to meet kaviyachol, the kutsh b'richu? You prepare it by revealing and believing and living with the MS of Ein Oid Malvadei. U'b'chlal zeh l'hoisef oid v'oid be'esh v'shtoikikos, working more in the fire of excitement, the Kabbalah Satorah, to work on the Torah, shehu ar Hashem Yisbarach. What is Torah? As we spoke about, Torah is the Or of Hashem hidden within this lavush called Torah. Shal yod ezeichem be'emes, la'soga ha'pnimi she'ein oid malvadei. There's nothing else. U'lo dveikas v'habitul ha'shalom. And that's what the Avodah is. Misakin the Shechina. What does it mean? Shechina is Hashem's presence in this world. The Avodah of Shavuos, what was revealed in Shavuos, is this clarity of Ein Oid Malvadei. There's nothing else in the world other than Hashem. That's what we're working on. That's what we're trying to reveal. And that's what we're trying to live with. Yishbi Zeicha. To do this Avodah, again, whether you say Tikkun Olam Shavuos, you don't say Tikkun Olam Shavuos, you have to understand that this is the Avodah of Shavuos. Ata Reis L'Adas Ki Avayu Aleikim Ein Oid Malvadei.